Men don't run away unless you give them reasons to run away. And if your pattern has been that man goes to disappear, leave you. You are listening to the Find the Right Man podcast with Paulina Solda, episode number 64. How to make him run away from you.
Welcome to the Find the Right Man podcast. If you want to find the right man for you in just a few simple steps, keep listening. And now here's your host, dating coach and NEO style expert, Paulina Solda.
Hi, welcome to this new episode, which if you just heard this title and you might be thinking, what? What are you talking about? Well, there's so much advice out there that tells you about how to get a guy, how to keep a guy, and barely anyone talks about the things women are doing that make men literally run away from them. And if you are not aware of what those things are, if you don't know what mistakes you might be making, it's going to be very difficult to prevent that. And when it keeps happening over and over again, and you're wondering what you're doing wrong, and you're reacting to what has already happened, you cannot go back and change your past. But what you can do is learn from your past experiences so that you can create something completely different in your future. And this is exactly what I'm going to talk about in this episode. Now, how I approach this, first of all, I approach this as an expert, as a woman who has been in a relationship for almost 15 years with what seems to be, when it comes to personality types, the most challenging type of man to keep, if you will, because my husband is an East type. And this type is driven by freedom and interest. Those men you meet online who are first all exciting and romantic, and boom, then they disappear, they ghost, and you wonder what has happened. I know what I'm talking about because I have the experience and I am the result of my product. I am a product of my product, and what I teach all of my clients is exactly how to avoid the mistakes that women make, and oftentimes they don't even realize that these are the mistakes, or they're not even aware of them. And when you don't know what the problem is, how can you solve it? First, I want to talk about what matters here is that you cannot make anyone do something and behave in the way you want, which a lot of women try to focus on, let's say, keep a man, get him to do something. There's a lot of that advice, how to get a man to fall in love with you and make him commit to you. But in reality, the truth is that you cannot make anyone do anything unless that person decides that this is what he wants. While you cannot make someone else think in a certain way and do things in a certain way and take actions in the way you want them to do, you have the ability to influence other people in the way that how you show up. And it's totally 100% in your power when you take responsibility and you show up not as a little girl, not as a victim, not as someone who can be easily manipulated, but as a grown-up, mature woman. You have the ability, 100%, it's in your power, how you are influencing what that man will think and do. And this is exactly what I'm going to be talking about. Because when a man gets everything that he could only dream about in a relationship with you as his life partner, and he gets everything exactly what he needs, it doesn't necessarily mean that he just gets everything that he wants. He gets everything that he needs to get from his partner, from relationship. Why would he ever leave that? Why would he ever walk away from something that he values? He is afraid to lose. He invested a lot of his energy, time, resources, feelings, and so on. And he knows that what he has is so incredible, so precious, and so valuable. There is no chance he's going to go anywhere. Now, you got to understand that men don't run away unless you give them reasons to run away. And if your pattern has been that man goes to disappear and leave you when you say that it is because of the quality of those men, you actually disempowering yourself because you're giving your power away by some circumstances that is outside of your control. It's sort of like it just happens, or they're just this way. It's that childlike, irresponsible position. And as long as you stay in that position, you're going to continue recreating the same experience. So what else is available is that you take responsibility and you decide that when I show up this way, men respond to me in the way that they run away. When I show up in a different way, men stay with me. So I'm focusing today specifically on why men run away and how you can ensure that they're going to keep running away from you. There is a lot of insights that you can just completely shift how you show up, and you're going to see that men you're going to start attracting and the kind of relationship you will be able to create will be very different because how you show up is going to be different. Here are specific strategies for how make him run away from you. First is complaining. Start complaining right away. You can start complaining even before you ever meet him about how he messaged you, and maybe it wasn't a grammatically correct sentence, or he said hello to you and he didn't say anything to wow you. Or you can start complaining about how they're no quality men on this dating app. You can also complain about how much time he takes to respond to you as if he has nothing else going on in his life and you already have all those expectations. You can complain on the first date about the place that he picked, about how crowded it is and how loud it is and how the service is bad and how you just had a very difficult day at work and complain about your boss and your coworkers. When you complain, what you do is you indulge in those emotions of poor me, self-pity, I am a victim here, all these things are happening to me. And it's not attractive. It's not sexy. It's not desirable. It's not powerful. And if you ask me, Pauline, are you saying that I shouldn't be complaining at all? I'm saying exactly that because I catch myself when I complain. So we are obviously, we're human. We're going to complain. And I catch myself when I complain and I'm like, wait a second. What is an opportunity here where I'm not taking responsibility? And how I show up, I can completely change that. So you can put yourself into that position of a victim. So let's say you're on a date and a server, you asked for a glass of, so I always ask for a glass of water with no ice and a piece of lemon and a straw. That's how I like it. Now, sometimes a waiter will bring me a glass with ice, no lemon and no straw. Now, what I get to do in this position, I'm on a date. I can complain to my husband. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? Like, he totally ignored my request. Now, how am I supposed to drink this water? And maybe even like just complain and just drink that ice water and bitch about it. Instead, what I do is I choose to think, because I used to work as a waitress, that person is so busy and so tired that he completely kind of robot-like, like on the autopilot, but completely just dismissed it. And I'm asking again, I want water. And I tell exactly what I want again. So, and I do it in a way where there is just no complaining. I just, we solve the issue. And it's an opportunity also for me not to show up as somebody who complains and show up as somebody who articulates my needs. And even if they're not being met the first time, I'm not just going to be like, settle and say, okay. I'm not just going to accept what I don't want. I know what I want, and I don't accept what I don't want. And when you show up this way, the result you create is that you're somebody who expresses your needs openly, you don't settle, and you don't complain, which is very attractive, and you get what you want. So when you complain, what happens is that it's a habit. And when you complain about the glass of water, and you complain about your boss, and you complain about whatever else happens in your life, you are absolutely going to complain about your partner. And no one wants to be criticized and judged and all of that stuff. And it's just, it's completely not productive. So when you start, sooner or later, you're going to start complaining about, oh, you did this wrong, and it's not what I want, and all of that. And that is exactly how a man will run away from you. So the reason, the secret, if you will, it's very simple, but it's not easy, because so many people will just want to be in that self-indulgent, self-pity, poor me mentality, instead of training their brain to think in the way that a responsible person thinks, an adult, where I'm 100% responsible for how I feel. So I don't complain to my partner. I don't say, oh, you made me this, I don't like this, and all of that stuff. Now, victimization is a big part of it. So put yourself in that position of a victim, where it's, of course, complaining is a favorite thing of a victim, but it goes even deeper. When you take a position of a victim in a relationship, you're completely shifting responsibility to another person. And it's a lot. It's a burden. It's heavy. An example of this is that you have an expectation for how this man should show up, how quickly he should respond to your texts. And you actually, because you're in the habit of complaining, you actually don't have a habit, don't have that skill where you clearly articulate that you what you want multiple times if needed. You might not say anything at all, just like, and the test will be with that glass of water. How do you show up? If you say, oh, it's okay, it's not a big deal, chances are you do exactly the same thing when the guy said, I'll text you, and there is no agreement when, and you're like, oh, it's okay, he'll text me. But you yourself never articulated what exactly you want. What is that specific thing that needs to happen? Text me when, text me what? There is nothing. And then that person doesn't do what you want. And first you say it's not a big deal, and then it accumulates. Because every time you accept it, you actually teach a man that it's not a big deal, it's not a problem. But when it accumulates and you become resentful and you put yourself into this victim position where it's all his fault, and you then transfer, so you feel bad because you didn't set the boundaries, you didn't communicate exactly what you want, and then you will tell him that, oh, you made me feel this way. I feel neglected, or I feel like you don't care about me. I'm not as important to you. And that victim position, again, think about it. Would someone want to love it, as in like to have, like literally to have sex with that energy? Chances are, no, it's not attractive. It's something that we want to get away from, or we get defensive, or we then, a victim attracts an aggressor. And there is no chance. So in a normal man who is not an aggressor, who is not an abusive man, he is a quality man. He is a mature, emotionally, psychologically mature man, grown up adult. He's not going to put up with that. He's going to be gone. And the only man who will stay and feed on that, abusive man, it's a victim and it's an aggressor. And a person who is suffering and oh, he's so, I was in this abusive relationship. He abused me and this abuser. But here's the thing, because you put yourself, who made the choice to put yourself in the victim position where this is happening to me? I feel so sorry for me. What were your options that you chose, whether consciously or not? You chose not to make a different choice. You chose to stay. It's that kind of, you practically guarantee that the high quality men are going to run away. They're going to leave. They're not going to play this game because it's impossible for them to play that. And I see that of a certain, even like at a level of friendship where somebody will come in and start like playing this, oh my gosh, can you believe it? Like this happened to me. I will not engage in that conversation. And it's just a dead end. So that is another way. So be a victim and a great quality man will run away from you. Now, the next thing is, of course, just being in that negative state where everything is wrong and you just feel the fear and doubt. What I call like it's being in that low value cycle. When it comes to your relationship is when everything goes great and you start thinking because you haven't managed, you haven't trained your mind and your brain that is wired, our human brain is wired for survival and trying to keep you safe and trying to protect you. And when everything goes well and there are no red flags, your brain starts freaking out and tell you, it's not going to work out. He's going to lose interest. And all of that, like something bad is going to happen. And when you allow that, when you don't examine it, and you just, yeah, like you start looking for evidence, you start looking for those red flags, I guarantee you're going to find them. I guarantee that you're going to start showing up, like your energy will be that negative energy, anxious energy. And it will have an impact on that man. It could be that you might start just checking and asking questions, like, and just wanting that assurance, wanting him again to solve, like tell you, oh, everything. And it's just, again, for somebody who is not a neurotic, for somebody who isn't that anxiety-driven person, it's just, they don't want to deal with it. And who will deal with it? An abusive man, a narcissistic man, who is going to use it as a leverage. He will manipulate you based on your anxiety, fear, and doubt. He will put you on that emotional swing, up and down, up and down. And that is exactly how those men, abusive men, players, scammers, get to have so much power over women who completely give away, like emotionally they become dependent because they, it's like that high, it's like a drug for them. They want to feel that emotion. And what's interesting is that when everything goes well, it's so not natural for this woman, then it's just simple, it's calm. He just shows up, he does what he says he's going to do, and all of that drama comes like, oh my gosh, something is wrong here because everything is fine. Where is all that drama? It's like something is going to go bad and they might even sabotage, they might even create situations to test this man who is a totally normal man and he'll be like, I'm out of here and he's going to run away. So when everything is going well, it's actually a sign that you're in a normal, healthy relationship. And those women who are so negative, they don't even allow themselves to believe that it can be this simple and it can be this easy. So what they do is they sabotage and they become so anxious. They become so fearful. They don't trust. They constantly look for like, okay, where are the red flags? What's wrong? Or it could be that they tell themselves, because it's so different from anything that they have experienced, where it was all this drama and all this uncertainty, that they just decide, okay, I'm just not attracted to this man. Like something like is off. I'm not attracted. And so that is definitely when it's going to happen that a good guy is not going to stick around that, then he will definitely turn and run away and leave. Another thing you can do to make sure that a man runs away from you is when you are, again, it all comes down from that low self-esteem and that fear and doubt. All of those, I call them fat arrows. Those thoughts that you've been thinking that you're running out of time, you're not getting any younger, there are not so many great men, you cannot waste your time, all of that stuff, that you're rushing. And that energy of rushing, that putting pressure, it comes from low self-esteem and not believing that somebody will actually want to stick around and commit to you and go through the process that it actually takes the time. So it's how it shows up is you right away start talking about having a serious relationship. It comes from a place where you don't even take the time to actually get to know somebody and who's in front of you, because you're just hoping that, like, I'm attracted physically and just I don't want to waste my time. It comes from such a place of scarcity and lack that is a huge turn off. And then putting pressure on the man where you could be rushing him to, like, you want him to do something. It's very, very different from what I teach when you're being a chooser. Any of his men, they can choose, like, they can decide whatever it is. You are choosing your man based on how you feel and how they show up around you. You're not chasing after anybody, telling, like, hey, you gotta tell me, like, how much do you need to, like, some women just decide to wait, stick around and wait until some man decides whether he wants a committed relationship, and or they, like, make ultimatums, or they just, like, worry so much about it, they want to know right away, and all of that is such a turnoff. The biggest mistake, and exactly, so if you want him to run away, it's very simple. You put a timeline on him and don't give him an opportunity to choose and decide for himself. And also be so attached that you have no other options, that this is the only man. And you try to manipulate him, like give him that ultimatum, or you try to provoke him. It's like this little child. You might say, well, if you don't decide, I am going to date other men. And it's completely wrong, because you, in the first place, should be dating other men. You don't need to be telling anyone what you're doing. You're a single, free woman. And you will communicate so much louder when you actually date other men and you're choosing than that woman who isn't dating anyone and she's using it as a threat, as a manipulation, that decide already what's happening in this relationship, but there's really no relationship. But she already... So if you're already putting, you're treating a man, you just maybe met a few weeks ago, you're already treating him already on the first date, just because you got attracted and he sounds good on paper, you already decided that, okay, this is it. Because again, there's so much lack and scarcity that you can find someone, and there's options where there's abundance of men. And you come from this place of like, okay, you have to decide. The time is ticking. When you don't give a man a choice, a freedom to decide for himself, the answer is always going to be no. And he will run away from you. Another thing that you can absolutely guarantee that a man runs away from you is where he or this relationship, and I'm telling this as a relationship expert, I'm telling you this as someone who's been in a relationship for 15 years, is that when you make this man the center of your universe, when how you feel today is going to depend on what he did, I'm telling you, any normal, adequate quality man will run away from you. You can never, ever do this to yourself and to him, because it completely guarantees that it's not going to work out. Your man can be one of many parts of your life that bring you joy, happiness, and fulfillment. And because there's so many, that even if this particular relationship ended, you know, you are the source and you are so desirable and you always have options, that it's not a problem. And because you're not attached and you're not desperate, and you tap into all these other sources that give you power and energy, it's not a problem. It only becomes a problem when women completely become so dependent, like he is this one source and of your happiness. And it's a completely disempowering position, which, by the way, guarantees that he's going to run away. It's too much to take on. Who would want to do that? And again, who will prey on this kind of women? Those kind of insecure women who, like, their whole life is all about this man, and they're willing to do anything, and they make themselves very convenient and available at any time and pretzel themselves into whatever that man wants. It will be a man who will use them. It won't be good quality guys. It will be abusive men, narcissistic man. Of course, it makes sense. Who would want a woman who, like, her whole life is about this man? It's going to be a narcissistic man. A normal man will not resonate with him. It's just too much because he's not narcissistic. So if you're wondering, if you've been attracting with narcissistic man, and the good guys are running away from you, not being attracted to you, this is the reason why. Stop putting them on a pedestal. Stop putting them, like, making them a center of a universe. Secret recipe that he runs away is that have no other interests, have no life, have no other man who pursue you and compete to be with you if you're not in a relationship. If you're in a relationship, have no friends, have no passions, no hobbies, be empty inside, and have your brain filled up with all of those thought arrows about how I can't leave this man, and he's the last man, he's my last opportunity, I will never find anyone better like him, no one else will want to be with me, that you definitely guaranteed. Again, that's such a low level, low quality thinking, low quality vibration, that you absolutely guarantee that the quality of man you're going to be attracting are going to be those low quality men with issues, and adequate, the high quality men will run away. I talked enough about how to make him run away. So let's turn it all around and talk about the woman who actually is opposite of that. And you can, again, just ask yourself first, where am I? Ask yourself these questions. How am I making men run away from me? Like, what I do specifically? Like, what are my strategies from what I've shared so far? What are my thoughts that I'm thinking, that when I think those thoughts, for example, he's going to leave me, if you keep thinking that thought, or you think it's not going to work out, this relationship will end like all of my other relationships. Like, identify those thoughts that you think, as long as you keep thinking them, men run away from you. How you know? Because it has already happened every single time. And then also identify what am I feeling? Like, what are the feelings that when I show up feeling this way, men run away from me? And it can be as simple as that you start texting to a guy from a place of feeling anxiety, feeling worried, feeling doubtful he's going to stick around, feeling scared that he's not going to ask you out again. And then you communicate from that place and he ghosts you. Identify those feelings, because those feelings energetically have an impact on that man. So I want you to really see that it's actually all comes from you. And it's great news because it gives you the power to change it. You create all of that. And men simply respond to that. And also ask yourself, what choices have I made to ensure that those men run away from me? Those adequate, high-quality men, that they don't stay around. Did you put pressure? Were you too needy? Were you putting responsibility for how you felt on that man? Were you chasing after him? Were you pressuring him to make a decision? Were you, like, in that negative state? Were you in the role of a victim? Were you complaining and blaming? Were you trying to change this man? Were you trying to make him solve your unresolved issues from the past and give you the beliefs, give you the feelings that you yourself haven't generated for yourself, and you're just hoping that did you make somebody the center of your universe? Did you do all of those things where, what I shared here so far, where you are showing up as a woman whom men run away? The certain types of women that just men run away from them, it has nothing to do with what those women look like, what their age is, where they live. None of that matters. And that is good news, again, because it has nothing to do with just like circumstance of your looks, right? Or where, what your age is or what your location is. And everything has to do with how you think and what you feel and, of course, what actions you take. A woman who lives her life from a place of full authenticity and who she is, where she knows exactly what she wants, and she comes from a place of abundance. She knows that she values herself. She has healthy self-esteem. She knows she's 100% lovable and worthy of love just because she's alive, just because her heart is breathing. And there are multiple, incredible, there's abundance of options of men, compatible men. She knows how to recognize them. She uses personality typing. She is a chooser. She doesn't just have one option. She has multiple options to choose from. You cannot be a chooser of just one man around you who hasn't committed to you. She only chooses men who choose her. She lives her life, and a relationship is just one part of her life. And she lives such an incredible life that she's creating, she's building, that those men who pursue you, pursue her, they want to be a part of her life. We want her to include them in her life. This is the kind of woman who takes responsibility. She is resourceful. She decides how she feels, and she feels intentionally on purpose. She takes responsibility, and she doesn't delegate it to a man. She doesn't expect the man to make her happy. She makes herself happy. She has her own back, and she takes full responsibility for her part in the relationship. She takes 100% responsibility for her part, and she's emotionally mature. She's psychologically mature. She understands that she is the reason why she has the results that she has in every area, and she knows she can change it. She has the power, and she uses that power. She taps into her own sources of power and energy that work specifically for her. And she completely stands out from all those women who are, like I said, who make men run away from them. So she thinks very differently. She feels very differently. She shows up very differently, and she takes very different actions. So if you realize that you've been doing the things that I mentioned earlier that make men run away from you, and that has been your experience, the solution is not to go and date more men. You're going to continue to recreate the same patterns. The solution is to, first of all, become a woman from whom men don't run away. They actually want to stick around and commit. And it's a very different quality of men. And right now, you can already have those men around you, and you can't even see them. And they are not attracted to you. Or if they see you, they don't pursue you. And it happens energetically. It happens for the reasons that I already explained. When you are in that low value cycle, those men who exist already at a higher value cycle, at a different frequency, you're not even coming in contact. You might be walking down the street, you won't even see them. You're going to be on the same dating site. You won't even know that they are there. Like, the universe literally is not going to show them to you. And even if they do show up, it's just a glimpse. You do something and you might not even realize again. It could be that one date and something you said and what you were feeling and how it had impact on the man, that he didn't follow up. He was a great guy. You'd love to see him, but he wasn't going to pursue you. And then you just say, well, that's my problem. Men I'm attracted to are not attracted to me. And if that's your problem, This is the reason to get coached and uncover why it happens and how you can completely shift it so that men you attracted to are going to be attracted to you and they're going to choose you. And you're going to create the kind of relationship you haven't been able to create, an adequate, healthy relationship that only a psychologically and emotionally a mature woman who takes responsibility, who is empowered, who is fully aligned in who she is, who's adequate in every way, meaning how she shows up, how she communicates, how she builds a relationship. She's a very resourceful woman. She's a very strong partner. She's a team player. She knows how to build a relationship, and she already shows up as somebody who is that relationship material and not as someone who is lonely and kind of lost and stays in that, why is this happening to me, childlike position that is not attractive to men. I'm talking about real quality men, men who are the top choices among men, men who take responsibility. For you to attract that type of man, you gotta be that woman who resonates at their level. I would love to hear your thoughts. What came up to you? What's been like biggest aha, biggest moment? DM me on Instagram at Paulina Soldem. Also, make sure that you register for my upcoming live masterclass. It's going to be exceptional. We only have limited spots. You gotta register right away to get in. And I'm going to share things there with you. You cannot learn anywhere else. And you're going to learn and uncover so much about yourself. And you're going to see exactly the reasons why things haven't worked out for you in the past and how you can completely shift it. You're going to learn so much about yourself and get so much clarity and complete empowerment where no matter what you struggled with in your dating and love life before, you will see exactly the step-by-step personalized solution for you that will work for you. So everything is completely result-oriented, and it's a completely different from anything that you've done before. So if you've tried seemingly everything, what I will share, what I will talk about, you haven't done, you haven't tried, because if you did, you would already be in a relationship. Would love to have you register for my live masterclass. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode.
Register for my upcoming live masterclass, Inside Dating, How to Find Your Person Quickly and Easily. If you have tried everything to find your person and nothing has worked in the past, this is the solution that you have been looking for. It's different from anything else out there, and you can't learn it anywhere else. Click on the link in the show notes to grab your spot right now.